We begin the current daf mesechta in the darim daf tes zayin. We begin on the bottom of tes vav mabez, three lines up on the bottom of the amud. The gemara continues with the next mishnah. Now this mishnah continues on the theme of the previous mishnah from daf yidal mabez that contrasts the halachas of shvuos with nedarim, and that continues throughout the next few mishnayos where the mishnayos contrast the halachas of nedarim and shvuos. And that is, although we learned in the previous mishnah that nedarim regarding the topic we're going to be discussing with Shavuos, also one can make a neder on his sleep or in his speech or in his movement. However, that's only because the Gemara gave two interpretations, either because the neder is on the eye that it's not going to sleep, or on the foot that it's not going to walk, or on the hands it's not going to do, because neder has to be chal on the devashish be mamish, or actually that it's, as Ravina had interpreted, it's only a rabbinic lo yachal devar. However, our Mishnah says that regarding a Shavuah, a shvuah could be chal on a dabar she'ein by mamish. It could actually take effect on sleep, on speech. And hence our Mishnah tells us that shvuah, if someone takes an oath, she'ein yashin, that I'm not going to sleep, or she'ein medaber, that I'm not going to speak, or she'ein mahalach, I'm not going to go. So aser, here it's a stringency that we find of shvuahs over nedarim that it could take effect even on something that's ein by mamish. So that's the contrast between the previous halach of neder and this halach of shvuah. Now the Mishnah continues, which actually is the beginning of the next Mishnah. It's a contrast again of Nedarim and Shavuos, and our Mishnah discusses the nether aspect, so another differentiation between these two halachas. Someone says carbon, which is always a halacha of nether, where he wants to say that this object should be forbidden to me like a carbon. So he's saying carbon loy oichalach. So Zoran explains if the person is saying, what about a carbon? A carbon that I'm not going to eat from you? So if he's saying, I'm swearing by the life of the carbon, so that in itself would be permitted for the person's food, because a carbon is not something that you could take an oath with. You can use a sefer Torah to swear by. You don't swear by the life of a carbon. And if you interpret what the person is trying to say is that what I don't eat from you should be a carbon loy ochalach, well, that's also going to be permitted, as the Mishnah is going to explain. All the cases we're describing now in neder are permitted, whereas the next Mishnah will tell us in regards to Shavuos they're going to be aser, because you're not creating an isser of carbon only in what you're not going to eat of that person, but what you will eat of that person will not be a carbon. So that's one case that's permitted. Next case is if the person says ha carbon she'oichalach, where that's also going to be permitted. And the reason is because ha carbon, ha is a term of saying that by the life of the carbon. It's a term of taking an oath, so that is because people do make shavuos like that when they use the word ha. But in the context of a carbon, you can't swear by the life of a carbon. So again, if you're trying to say that which I will eat of you, I swear by the life of the carbon, has no relevance. Finally, lo carbon, loy oichalach, that it should not be a carbon, that what I do not eat of you, that's going to be permitted. And the reason is, even if you have like the gears of like the Ran, where it wasn't la carbon with two different words, but rather la carbon, like a pasach lamed, which also anyways means loy carbon. So the only way that you would be able to say that would be aser would be based on the halachic principle of machlal lav atushimehen, meaning what I don't eat from you, loy echaloch, that should be loy carbon, that shouldn't be a carbon. But what I do eat from you will be like a carbon. But the Mishnah is like Remeir, as the Gemara will illustrate this. And Remeir does not hold the halachic principle by Nedarim of Mechlal Avatesh Mehen. And therefore, even though inferentially he's trying to say that the person's thing should be like a carbon, but he doesn't hold like that. And therefore, all these three cases in the context of Nedarim are going to be Mut. Now, we continue on top of Tezayin and Maralev, where the Gemara asks, Mani Masnin, who is the town of our Mishnah? Whereas the Mefarish, which is written here as the Pirush of Rashi, which is commonly called the Mefarish because it's not attributed to Rashi per se, is that in our Mishnah we find that if you use the word carbon, that would be a lashon of neder. It's only when you use, and although the case of carbon loy eichalach doesn't work, but if you said carbon eichalach, that would be considered a neder. It's just that ha carbon is not going to be, because as we said, the word ha means to say that you're swearing by the life of the carbon, which has no relevance. But who's the town of the Mishnah that I hold that the term carbon would be considered a neder? That's Remeir. He's like Remeir, as we learned on the Daf Yud Gimel Med Aleph. The Rabbi Yehuda, because if we go like Rabbi Yehuda, leishani le carbon, leishani le har carbon. He doesn't differentiate between carbon or ha carbon. either one, they're both not going to work. Until, as we learned in previous Mishnah study, you have the, what's called the Kuf Adimyon. It has to say k'karban, like a carbon. Then you'll say that that's the transference of Atfasa to say the Lashon HaNeder. But just saying carbon, Yerushalayim, those things do not create a Neder, and therefore must be our Mishnah is going like Remeya. And that the Gemara asks Ema Seifa, but then look at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the final case was, La carbon loy oichlach. So he said that it's mutter, which we had explained when we just described the Mishnah, was because the only way seemingly it could be aser would be based on mechlala vatesh mehen. What I don't eat from you should not be like a carbon, but what I do eat from you should be like a carbon. Also, that makes sense like Remeir, because Remeir doesn't hold of mechlala vatesh mehen. But the difficulty with this is that but now we learn the Mishnah of Yud Gimel and Aleph that says the same exact case. Lo carbon loy oichlach, and Remeir oiser. Remeir says aser. Now, Amar Baba, Baba came to explain that. Seemingly, that doesn't make sense. Remeir does not hold the mechlala vatesh mehen. So he said the reason why Remeir would hold that case is aser is because there's a way to interpret, and by Nedarim we go lahachmer in its interpretation, there's a way to interpret it that it is a neder, and not through mechlala vatesh mehen. How? It's nasa ka'ayma l'karben yehei. You could interpret this sentence as two halves, and that the second half is just elucidating and elaborating on the first half. First, the person is saying, is la carbon, which is like, even like with the Shema, le carbon yehe, I want your, this should be a carbon. Now, its second half is lefikach, therefore, lo yechelach, that's why I can't eat from you. Be that as it may, Remeir's opinion, as explained by Rabbi Abba, holds that this phrase that our Mishnah seemingly ends with, of la carbon lo yechelach, is actually going to be aser. So how could the town of a Mishnah be like Remeir, as seemingly it is, then the last case shouldn't be mutter. So that the Gemara says loy kasha, it's not a difficulty. Ha, the Mishnah of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph is toma de amar la carbon, where he says la carbon, there it's going to be aser. As we explained, because la carbon can mean either loy carbon or lig carbon, and we'll interpret it as lig carbon, therefore shlo ichlach. But ha, our Mishnah actually, as the Gears is brought in our Mishnayis, is the amar la lig carbon. It's actually two different words, which there then it's going to be mutter. The loy have a carbon coming where they obviously the person is saying loy carbon. You can't interpret it le carbon because that's only if it would be one word. You can't say with a shvo le carbon it's loy carbon. So obviously what the person is saying is what I don't eat from you should not be a carbon, which sounds like but what I do eat from you should be a carbon. That's only based on the principle of mechlala vatesh mehen, and Remeir does not hold of mechlala vatesh mehen, and that's why our case of our Mishnah will be mutter because it's la carbon and not one word of la carbon, which could be interpreted lik carbon, as Remeir says in Dafir Gimel Menal. Now, our Mishnah continues, which is essentially a continuation of the previous Mishnah, differentiating between the Durim, where these cases that we're going to describe in this Mishnah by Shavuos were permitted, they weren't considered in the Durim, whereas by Shavuah, the same cases will be considered, also they'll be considered a valid Shavuah. So the Mishnah tells us, Shvur, if someone takes an oath, Loi oichalach, that I'm not going to eat from you, which sounds like, he's saying, I swear I will not eat from you, which obviously is an iser. Again, in contrast to by carbon, when you say, carbon loi oichalach, which we said that's like either swearing by the life of the carbon, or saying that what I don't eat from you should be a carbon, but again, that doesn't say what you will eat from him should be a carbon. But by Shvur, that term sounds like, Shvur loi oichalach, I'm not going to eat from you. Next term was, Hashvur, where here you don't have the problem that we said by the case of Nedarim, because you can't buy carbon. We said ha usually connotes a term of swearing. So ha carbon doesn't work because you can't swear by the life of a carbon. But here it wouldn't make sense to say ha shvuah and say I'm swearing by an oath. That doesn't make sense. And therefore, the interpretation is very simply ha shvuah, this is an oath, sha'eichelach, regarding that which I will eat from you, that I'm taking an oath, which, as the Gemara will explain, is saying that I'm not going to eat from you. And finally, la shvua loy oichalach is aser, is going to be aser too. And as the Ran says, that even if it wasn't two different words, la shvua or just la shvua, that although that would mean loy shvua, as our Giras is la shvua, and although our Mishnah is like Remeir, who doesn't hold the mechlala vatesh mehen, so the Ran is forewarning a question. How could it be aser by shvua? Sounds like la shvua. It shouldn't be a shvuah, that which I do not eat of you. So the only way you could say it's aser is because, oh, but inferentially is that, but what I do eat from you should be a shvuah, but Rav Meir doesn't hold the machlavat to Shmehen. So that the Ran says that it's still going to be us in this case of Shavua. And the reason why he says is because the Gemara explains in Masechta Shavuos that when does Rav Meir not hold this halachic principle of machlavat to Shmehen? And that's only by monetary law or even by prohibitory law that has a monetary element to it. But by something that's just prohibitory law, then he holds of machlavat to Shmehen. Now, Nedarim, although it's a prohibitory law, it has monetary aspects. And the reason is because this is the fundamental principle that divides Nedarim from Shavuos, is that Nedarim takes effect on the object. That you're saying that I'm not going to have enough from that food. It's the food that becomes prohibited, not the person having pleasure from that food. And the reason is because it can't be chal and davish im b'mam, which has to take effect on something that has a substance. So therefore, a neder, he won't hold the machlava d'shem hen because it has a monetary aspect, that object, whatever it is. But Shavuos, regarding an oath, it's only something that's forbidden as an action, which is takes effect on the person himself. Now, since it's just a prohibition of the person, it's not in the object itself to say it has a monetary aspect, even Rav Meir would agree to the halachic principle, machlava tishmehen, and that's why he holds by lo shvua, lo eichelach, which inferentially means to say that, but what I do will be eichelach, should be a shvua, that is going to be awesome. Now the Gemara asks regarding this middle case of hashvua. So the words he used was hashvua sheichloch, that it's going to be aser. Now the Gemara says machlal. The inference is the hashvua sheichloch the loyachil namashma. What you're saying hashvua? I'm taking a shvua. I'm swearing sheichloch. Now you could definitely interpret that to mean to say I swear I'm going to eat from you, but that's not what the Mishnah says. It's aser. It's an oath, meaning that you're not going to eat from him. So on that, the Gemara's Bavriminu, we have a Mishnah Masechta Shavuos that seems to indicate that, no, if you're saying, I swear, she'eichelach, I mean to say that you will eat, not that you won't eat. As the Mishnah there says, Shavuos Shtayim. As the Rush explains that, we're talking about a Shavuos Bitoy, which is basically if someone swears that regarding an action, the Torah obligates a person if he violates the Shavuos, carbon oil of a yard, meaning depending how much money he has, what type of a carbon he has to bring, as the Pasuk says in Yikra, hey, Pasuk Dalad, Nefesh Kisi Shava Levati Besvasayim. So there's two types of oaths that are said there explicitly in the Pasuk. It says Lahara, Oila Hativ, which is going in the future tense, meaning Lahativ is that I'm going to eat, or is I'm not going to eat. Now, if you said you're going to eat and you don't eat, or if you said you're not going to eat and you do eat, so that's a violation, which will be mechayev a person of carbon oil b'yerid. Now, from the superfluous, something in the pasuk that it says, l'chalei she'evatei ha'adam, so Chazal, in the Gemara Shavuos Chavav and Aleph, include another two things for the past tense, which is if he swears, I did eat or I didn't eat, and it turns out it's not true. So that's, although the Torah says Shavuos Shtayim, there are two oaths, which are in the future tense of, there are four now because that we include from the Riba Hakroa, as the Mishnah says, there's which are the future, which are those which are written in the Torah. I will eat or I will not eat, and there's in that I did eat or I didn't eat. Now, this Gemara concludes the question from the fact that it says, as the Bach puts in the words, says that the Shavuos Bitoy in the future is that I will eat or I will not eat, and the note says she'achalti v'shaloi achalti, that I did eat or I didn't eat. So machlav, the inference is the she'eichelach, the shvua of saying these words, which is seemingly the same case we're discussing of ha'shvua she'eichelach, that I will eat, da'achil na'mashman, sounds like that I did eat. In other words, it's the reason is because we're saying a la v'hen, we're saying both sides. Obviously, the word she'eichel is saying that you will eat, not that you will not eat. So how do we understand the halacha of our mission of ha'shvua she'eichelach? It means to say, oh, I swear regarding that which I will eat of you that it's forbidden, but the word she'eichelach means that eating and not eating, as we find, because not eating is explained in the words she'eichel, that I will not eat. So Amabai Abaya says, you're right, she'eichel, as we find this discrepancy between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, the word that I will eat, shtei l'shoynes mashma, actually has two understandings. Now it depends on the context. If people were pressing him to eat, V'amar, he said, achilna, achilna, I'll eat. V'su emor v'shvua sh'eichla, I swear that I'm going to eat. So da'achilna mashma. That means, like the Mishnah said, the shvuas, classic interpretation of shvua sh'eichla means to say, I swear I'm going to eat. But, aval, in that regards to our Mishnah, Masechet Nedarim, if amar lo yachilna lo yachilna, if he says, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to eat. V'su emor v'he says, shvua sh'eichla, and I take an oath regarding that I'm going to eat. What is he trying to say? The loyachil no come. He said, I'm not going to eat. He's saying, I'm not eating, I'm not eating. I swear regarding that what I'm going to eat. Doesn't mean that I'm going to eat. It means regarding the eating that I'm not going to eat. And that's what our Mishnah means when it says, Hashvur sha'eichelach, is that they were pressing him to try to eat. And he says, I swear regarding that what I will eat of you. He's saying that I'm not going to eat. And that's why it's awesome. Another interpretation of Ashiyam, he says, actually, sha'eichel deshvur, this middle case of our Mishnah, that he says, Hashvur sha'eichelach, actually, she'i oichel kama. He said, "Hashvua she'i oichel," that I will not eat of you. That's what it means, and that's why it's going to be a shvua that I'm not going to eat of you. And it's also not the Gemara's Ibn Kain. If that's the case, pshita, pretty obvious. My lamem, what's the necessity of that case in our Mishnah? Of course, he said clearly, "Hashvua she'i," which the word "i" can mean loy, she'loy oichelach. Of course, it means that you're obligated in that shvua. So now the Gemara says no, because ma'adatemi, you would have thought to say, make him lishnehi, which like the girsa of the Ran is me'akim, with the ayin over there, me'akim lishnehu. In other words, that there was a deviation in his word. In other words, he elongated the aleph, and it sounds like he said she'i oichel, but really he meant to say she'oichel. He's just she'oichel, and it sounds like she'i oichel. Now, the reason why we would entertain to say this, that maybe it's true that he meant to say she'oichel, not she'i oichel, although it sounds like she'i oichel, is because people don't usually say the word she'i oichel. They usually use the word she'loi oichel. And therefore we would say di'it galei, it's just that he stumbled on his words and he ended up saying she'i oichel. But we would say that truthfully is that it's like as if he said she'oichel. Kamashman, that's the chiddush. If he ended up saying she'i oichel, we say that's what he meant to say, and therefore it's asa, as our Mishnah says, and we don't say he meant to say she'oichel, which would not make him prohibited in that person's foods. Now, the Gemara explains, Abai lo amitam kedi Rav Ashi. Abai didn't say, like, this interpretation of Rav Ashi. The reason being is because d'lo katani she'yoichel. Our Mishnah doesn't say that's the case. It says, ha'shvur she'yoichelach. According to Rav Ashi, should have said she'yoichel. Now, Rav Ashi, nodi mitam da Abai. Rav Ashi deviated from the interpretation of Abaya, who said that, you're right, that the word oichel, mesech shvur, means one thing, and she'yoichelach, and our Mishnah means something else, means not to eat, because it depends on the context. And he says, if that's the case, well then, ksava he held shaloi oichel nami mashma shtei lashonis. And the word shaloi oichel should also mean two different things depending on the context. And as he explains, hayi misavim by lechel, let's say people are pressing him to eat. V'amar, and he says, lo yachilna, you think I'm not going to eat? You think I'm not going to eat? In other words, that I'm going to eat? And v'amar nami shvur, and he says, I even swear. Now, when he ends up swearing, Bein she'eichel, bein she'loyechel, whether he swears, I swear I'm going to eat or I swear I'm not going to eat, ha'den achilna mashmadama. That means to say that he means that he's going to eat. And because he's validating the words that he just said when he said lo'yechilna, which as the Rush explains is a term of wonder. What do you think I'm not going to eat? Because that's the context, depressing him to eat. And say, well, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to eat. What do you think I'm not going to eat? And when he swears, so whether he swears I'm going to eat, which for sure means that he's going to eat, or whether he even swears shaloi yoichel, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not going to eat. It can mean shavur shaloi yoichel, I swear that I'm not going to eat. Of course I'm going to eat. Now, but the ikar literally it's a nami lishna shavur shaloi yoichel, but you could also interpret it that it's actually taking an oath that I'm not going to eat. Shavur shaloi yoichel nakama, that it means that I'm not going to eat. In other words, it could mean either one. And therefore, the question Rav Ashi has in Abaya is that it should have said both of them. In other words, you're saying a chiddush in shvua loy oichelach, which a hashvua she'oichelach, but that is saying that it means that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that, oh, it means that I'm not going to eat because it's in the context of people pressing him. But if that's the case, then it should have said the same thing in shaloy oichel, could have said the same chiddush, that there are contexts which it means that you're not going to eat. In the context when you say shaloi yachal, means to say, Shalo yoich, I'm not going to eat. Of course I'm going to eat. It means that achilna. Ella, rather, Tana Paskas, Rav Asher says, but you see the Tana doesn't say that it cuts and it puts it in the box. She'oichel, the achilna mash, we see that, no. Oichel means I'm going to eat. V'shalo oichel, lo yoichel mash, I'm not going to eat means I'm not going to eat. And that's where Rav Asher doesn't say like the interpretation of Abaya, because then you could have said the same type of a svara, of a logic, to make two differentiations in contextual regarding shaloi oichel and not just regarding oichel, and it only says sheoichelach must mean it means shei oichelach, although it doesn't say that, but that's the way Rav Ashi interprets it. Now the Gemara continues. The next mission again continuing on this theme of the differentiations between the halachas of the darim and the halachas of shavuos. So the Mishnah says regarding what we said previously that zechayim b'shavuos in the darim, that this what we said previously, which the Gemara will explain what's this a reference to, the stringencies that there are by oaths over vows. But now the Mishnah is going to say, v'chem ibn nedarim ibn b'shavuos, there are certain stringencies that are by nedarim that has over shavuos, ketzad how so. If a person says, kainim sukkah shani yisa, that kainim is a term of a kinoy, as a carbon, it should be prohibited like a carbon, this sukkah that I'm making. Or lulav shani naita, this lulav that I'm taking should be aser, with a bahana, should have a halach of a neder on this lulav, or tefillin shani maniach, or the tefillin that I put on, or regarding these things, benedarim asa, regarding the neder, if he says it in this way of kainim, that although it's a mitzvah that he has to do, it's prohibited for him because of loyachal devar of the halach of neder, it takes effect. But b'shvuas mutter, but by a shvua, if he says a term of a shvua, then that's going to be actually mutter for him to put on the tefillin, sit in the sukkah, and so on. She'enish boy in labral mitzvahs, because one cannot take an oath to violate a mitzvah. So although by neder could take effect on the mitzvah, and now there's a prohibition for you to go ahead and use that lulav and sit in that sukkah and so on, but by shvua, it's permitted for him because you cannot take a shvua not to fulfill a mitzvah. That's a chumrah of a neder over the halachas of shvuas. Now, we get to Amud Beis, where the Gemara asks the following question. The Gemara asks that from the fact that the Mishnah used the word chaymer, said that this is a stringency that shvua has over neder, which was from the previous discussions, mechlal de nederhu. The understanding is that it is a neder. In other words, it sounds like that by when you say it in the term of a neder, there's going to be an iser. It's just not as stringent as a shvua. But the difficulty is v'amutr ktani, and that's because the Gemara's assumption is that the opening line of our Mishnah saying that this is a stringency of shvua over neder is going back on the previous halachas mention of the last two Mishnayos, which is a reference to the Mishnah of Tezvav Mabez, where if someone says carbon loy oichalach, so regarding neder, we said that's going to be mutter. Regarding shvu, we said if he says shvu loichalach, that's going to be aser. So that's what sounds like our Mishnah is saying. That's a stringency of shvu over neder. The problem is, it's not just a chumrah. Chumrah sounds like that this has an iser, but this has even a more severe iser. But by neder, it's actually mutter, not just that it's less stringent. So that the Gemara explains, Aseifa de Idach Baviktan. It's actually going back on the previous distinction between Neder and Shavu. We said two before our Mishnah. And it's going back on the previous halacha. We said in the beginning of that Mishnah, Shavu She'en LeYashin, said that if someone takes an oath that I'm not going to sleep, or She'en Medabed, I'm not going to talk, or She'en Mahalach, I'm not going to go, Aser, he's forbidden, that's the case that our Mishnah is saying, there's a stringency that applies to Shavuos over Nedarim. And regarding this topic, it's appropriate to say stringent of Shavuos over Nedarim, because by Neder, that same halacha, if you say Kainim Eini Bishina or Kainim Pem Bediber, that actually by Neder, there will be an Isser, but a lesser Isser, only Rabbinic Isser. And that's because, as the Ran explains, the Gemara is interpreting like the interpretation of Ravina. That he said that the Bal Yachal Devar of saying Koim Eina Bishina, the halacha of Neder regarding sleep, and so on, is only rabbinic halacha. And that's the stringency that Shavuah has over Neder, whereby Shavuah it's going to be biblically prohibited, because a Shavuah could be even on a Davar, She'en by Mamash. Now, the Ran says that the reason why the Gemara went and interpreted our Mishnah along the lines of Ravina is because that's how the halacha is, that Bal Yachal of the Mishnah is actually rabbinic halacha. Now, moreover, the Ram points out is that, so why didn't the Gemara make the same inference, Chaymer, when the halach of our Mishnah that has Chaymer ben Nedarim over Shavuos, sounds like also, oh, it's a stringency, but that by Shavuos there would be there would be a Isser Shvua by Dvar Mitzvah, but there is no. You can't be Nishboin on Dvar Mitzvah. And he says, no, actually, that there is. Because when someone swears that he's not going to do a certain mitzvah, he does get lashes for a Shvua, albeit a Shvua Shav, which is in vain. What are you doing? You know it doesn't take effect. So it's taking oath in vain. And therefore, he's going to get Malkus. It's just not the same halacha as a neder because it's not going to take effect to allow him to be mevatel to the mitzvah, which would take effect like by neder. That it's just a stringency of neder over shvuah, but actually by shvuah, you're going to get lashes for the shvuah also. So now the Gemara explains that the Mishnah said, Chaim ben Adarme b'shvuah is ketzad. So what was the stringency that neder has over shvuah? So the Mishnah delineated the cases of Dvar Mitzvah that by neder will take effect, but not by shvuah. So the Gemara tells the Rav Kahane Masni, he taught that it was Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav who says the following halacha. However, Rav Tevyumi Masni, he taught that it was Amar Rav Gidl Amar Shmuel, whether it was Rav Tevyumi in the name of Rav or Shmuel. That Minayin, She'inish Bo'en Lam Ba'al Mitzvah, where do we know the halacha of our Mishnah, which is the leniency of Shvuah, that you cannot swear that you're going to violate a mitzvah? So Tamalayim, because there's a Pasuk in Bamidbar. The Pasuk in Bamidbar says, it's in Perek Lamed Pasuk Gimel, it says, Ish ki yidur neder l'Hashem. If a person is going to take a vow to Hashem, oy hi shav shvua, or he's going to take an oath, lesser is al nashi, to make something forbidden to himself. So, lo yachal devar, like our Gemara quotes, he cannot desecrate his words. K'chol ayitz mipiv yasa, whatever comes out of his mouth, he should say. So, on that the Braisa says, on that the Gemara quotes from again, from Rav Tavyumi, that either when it says lo yachal devar, it's devar lo yachal. He can't desecrate his words. Aval meichel hu lechavtzis shemayim. However, he could desecrate his words if it pertains to the needs of heaven. In other words, if in his oath he's also going to be nullifying a dvar mitzvah, chavtzis shemayim, not just his own words, then he does desecrate his shvuah. It's only when it's only dvaroi lo yachal. But if it besides dvaroi there's also dvar mitzvah, then he would be yachal. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, Maishno neder, why is the halachas of the Dvar any different than Shvuah? Because it says over there in the Pasuk, it says, Ish ki yidur. Now the Gemara interprets the Pasuk in such a way. Ish ki yidur, a man will take a neder, even if it's a neder l'Hashem, even if it's a neder which affects Hashem in the Dvar Mitzvah, still lo yachal devaroi, still he cannot go ahead and desecrate his words, even though his neder is going to be mevatel the mitzvah of Hashem, lo yachal. On that, the question is, but Shvuah Namihok, in that same pasuk, it references Shvuah too. It says, Ayhi Shava Shvuah, or if he's going to make a Shvuah. So there, when it says the word Lashem, that Loyachal Devaroi, seemingly Lashem should also be going on Ishava Shvuah. The pasuk says, Ishki, the nether, Lashem, Ayhi Shava Shvuah. So, although it doesn't say Lashem by the word Shvuah, but it's seemingly in the same context, and saying that Lashem should apply of Loyachal Devaroi, whether it was even that's going to affect Lashem, should still be Loyachal Devaroi. So you should even be allowed to be Nishbon al Dvar Mitzvah, not just by Neder. So Abaya says that it's logical to say that Lashem is not going on Shvuah. It's only going on Ki Yidur Neder. And the reason is because, when a person makes a Neder, it makes sense that it should take effect on the Dvar Mitzvah. And the reason being is because the what he's doing when he's making the neder is that he's saying that the sukkah itself, the pleasure of the sukkah, is forbidden to him, because that's what the lashon of the neder is. The Amar, he says, Hana'a sukkah alai. He says the pleasure of the sukkah is on me. He's not saying he's not going to do the mitzvah. He's not coming to say what Hashem asked me to do, I'm saying I'm not. No, I have to do a mitzvah, but that object is forbidden to me. Now, we know, as we learned in the previous daf, you can't feed something that's forbidden to somebody even if he's obligated in doing it. So therefore, it could definitely take effect when you make a neder. But when you use the vernacular of a shvuah, the Amar shvuah shlo yehenem in a sukkah, when he says, I swear I'm not going to have pleasure in the sukkah, that's a direct negation of the mitzvah. You can't go ahead and remove yourself in the mitzvah sukkah because you're mitzvah in it. And since that's in the person, not in the object, you have the mitzvah. The sukkah doesn't have the mitzvah. You have the mitzvah, and you're saying that I will not have enough in the sukkah. How can you say that? And therefore, it makes sense it doesn't. The Lashem is not going on shvuah. That's because you cannot be in the shvuah, like levat lesa mitzvah. But by neder, it could take effect. Now, Amar Rava, Rava asks on this interpretation of Abaya, V'chem mitzvahs lahanis nitnu? Are mitzvahs given to be had pleasure from? Now, as the Ran explains, Rava's question is not on the reasoning of Abaya, because definitely agrees to the differentiation that Abaya gives to be mechalak by dvar mitzvah, why it should take effect by a nether and not by a shvuah. What he's bothered by is the words that Abaya uses. Because if the person says the way Abaya described it, hanoas sukkah alai, that the pleasure of sukkah is on me, even so, he should still be able to sit in the sukkah, even if he made a nether, and it won't be mevatel the mitzvah, because mitzvah is Allah v'lahanas nitnu. When you say that hanoas sukkah alai, fine, it doesn't make a difference that you're saying the pleasure. You're not going for the pleasure. You're going to fulfill the mitzvah. It's not to have pleasure from it. You're not sitting for the shade. Therefore, how can you say that's the case that would differentiate between the neder and the shvuah? Because not only by shvuah would you be able to do it, because it's not chal to be mevatel mitzvah, even by a neder it wouldn't take effect, because mitzvah is a lav lahanis nitnu. So Elam Rava, rather Rava tweaks this and he says, Hada amar yeshiva sukkah lai. The case is where the person says that the dwelling in the sukkah is forbidden as a neder on me. And that will take effect, because that's not just a pleasure. You're right, mitzvah lahanis, and they'll be saying that the actual sinning is forbidden to you. And Bahadama Shvuah Shleish Basukkah in regards to Shvuah is when he says, I swear I'm not going to sit in there, which again, by Shvuah, that you will be allowed to sit because it's not Chalavatla's mitzvah, but by Nedr, you're not going to be able to sit. Now, the Ram points out an obvious question is that even if he says Yeshiva Sukkalai, what's the difference? Sitting has no substance. A Nedr has to take effect on an object. So the Ram's interpretation is that you're right. What the Rava means to say is that the person said, "Koinim sukkah, the sukkah is prohibited li yeshivas alai for it sitting on me." Now Rava just didn't bother to go through the whole interpretation. He just wanted to differentiate between what Abaye said regarding hanas sukkah alai to say that that wouldn't work because dvar mitzvah is not for pleasure and still wouldn't be prohibited, and just to say that it's the yeshiva. But you're right; we would have to say it's sukkah li yeshivas. Now the Gemara asked. So then we have a source where we differentiate between neder that could be chal and dvar mitzvah, even though it's neder l'Hashem, still lo yachal davari, in contrast to shvuah, where a person could not be, cannot go ahead and negate, which we say lo yachal davari, but he would be meichel l'chepzi shemaim. You can't make a shvuah levat lesa mitzvah. Now that the Gemara asks, v'she'igin yishboin lavra al mitzvah mahacha nafkali, is it really true that we learn at this halacha of not to be mevatel dvar mitzvah from what we just taught from Loyacha Devar? But Mahasim Nafkala, we have a different source that we learn at the Aloch of Ein Nishboin, Levat Lesa Mitzvah, the time like learn the Braisa. The Braisa says, Yochel Nishba Levat Lesa Mitzvah Leibitl. You would think that if a person swore that he's going to nullify a mitzvah, I'm not putting on tefillin, and he's not Mevatl it, meaning he ends up fulfilling the mitzvah, so Yochel Yechayiv, you would think he'd be Chayiv. You made an oath, a Shvuah's Bitl, you said you're going to do something or not do something, which that doing or not doing is violating a mitzvah. And so you would think if he doesn't end up violating, meaning to say he doesn't follow through on his oath, because he ends up doing the mitzvah, you would think, Yochel Yechayiv, you would think that he'd be chayiv, because his shvuah was to violate the mitzvah, and he didn't violate it. So now you violated your shvuah, you would think that he'd be chayiv, and that we continue on top of Yitzayin and Alf. That's the Pasuk teaching in Vayikra. No, it says the Shvuah's Bitul applies only lahara or lahetiv, to do bad or to do good. Now, mahatav reshus, just like when the pasuk means lahetiv, it means in an area of reshus where it's not a dvar mitzvah or dvar veir, it's somewhere where you have the right to choose if you're going to do this or not. In other words, let's say he says I'm going to eat or not going to eat, and he has the choice to say I'm going to eat or not eat. So then you're chayav a carbon on such a shvuah. Now, as the Rush points out, how do we know that lehetiv means dvar reshus? That the Gemara in the third parak of the Shvuah explains, how do we know that when it says lehetiv, it means for dvar reshus? But since lehetiv means dvar reshus, so af hara reshus. So to doing something bad is also in the area where it's reshus. Yatza nishba levat lesa mitzvah lebitl. That excludes if he swears to nullify a mitzvah and he doesn't, Shein Rishus B'yada, where he doesn't have the permissibility to say that he's going to or not go ahead and do that mitzvah. Therefore, actually, if the person swears he's going to mevatel mitzvah, and he doesn't, he's not mevatel mitzvah, he does the mitzvah at the end, so he's violating his oath, he's not going to be liable because that wasn't a valid Shvuah's Bitul, Because Shavuos Bita cannot take effect on Dvar Mitzvah, it can only take effect on Dvar Rishos. One thing we see is that it's a different pasuk of Lahara Lehetiv, and not the pasuk we brought before of Layachal Dvar. So that the Gemara answers, Chad Kra, one pasuk, which the pasuk of Lahara Lehetiv that this price is bringing, is Lemiftri Mekarbin Shavuah. There's two elements when a person takes a Shavuos Bita. There's the violation, which is lashes, and then there's the carbon. So the pasuk of Lahara Lehetiv that we're bringing now is saying that it's only for a Dvar Rishos, is excluding if you make a Shavuah for a Dvar Mitzvah from a carbon of Shavuah, because that's what that pasuk is talking about there in the context of the carbon of Shavuos Bita. But V'cha, the other pasuk that we previously brought up, Layachal Dvaroi, is Lemiftri Min Lav the Shavuah. That excludes someone that makes a Shavuah L'Dvar Mitzvah, to Mevatel Dvar Mitzvah, to say that not only is he exempt from the carbon of Shavuah, but he's also exempt from the violation of a Shavuah. He hasn't even violated the Shavuah of a Shavuos Bita. Again, as we said before, you have violated Shavuah Shav because it was in vain, but as in the context of the halachas of Shavuos Bitui, there wasn't any Shavuah, as we find Layachal Dvar is only when it's only Dvar, when it affects Chetzi Shemayim, then you can Mechal Dvarecha, because there's no Shavuah that's taking effect when it's Nishba and Levat Lasa Mitzvah.